Alright fellas, welcome back to another episode of Stoic Morning, your daily dose of ancient wisdom, served up fresh and hot like your morning coffee. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Building a stronger sense of self. Ever feel like the world is just throwing punches at you left and right? Like you're constantly being pulled in a million different directions, struggling to keep your head above water? You know that feeling when everything feels out of control, your identity starts to blur, and you're just lost? Well, today's episode is about reclaiming that sense of self, about finding that unshakable core within you, regardless of what life throws your way. And the good news is, we don't need some fancy self-help guru or a $1 million retreat to do it. We just need to tap into some ancient wisdom, Stoic philosophy, that's been helping folks navigate life's challenges for centuries. Here's the deal, Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots, fellas. It's about understanding our emotions, acknowledging them, but not letting them control us. Think of it like this. You're the captain of your ship, and your emotions are just the waves. You can get tossed around by those waves if you let them, or you can learn to ride them, navigate them, and steer your ship towards your desired destination. And that brings us to our first key takeaway. Focus on what's within your control. We often waste precious energy worrying about things we can't change, the weather, other people's opinions, the outcome of a game. But here's the Stoic truth. We can only truly control ourselves. Our thoughts, our actions, our reactions, these are the things within our power. So, channel that energy into what you can influence and let go of the rest. It's like that old saying, you can't change the wind, but you can adjust your sails. Next up, embrace virtue as your guiding principle. Stoics believed that living a virtuous life, characterized by wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance, was the key to true happiness. Think of it as your moral compass, always pointing you in the right direction. It's about making choices that align with your values, even when it's tough. Now, this doesn't mean becoming some righteous superhero, folks. It's about striving for excellence in your everyday actions, being honest, treating others with respect, showing courage in the face of adversity, and practicing self-control. Remember, virtue isn't a destination, it's a journey. Thirdly, practice mindfulness. Stoicism emphasizes living in the present moment. Dwelling on the past or worrying about the future only creates unnecessary stress. By focusing on what's happening right now, you can fully engage with your experiences and appreciate the beauty of life. Think of it like savoring that first sip of coffee. Really taste it, smell it, feel the warmth in your hands. Number 4. Accept what you can't change. This is a big one, fellas. We're humans, we crave control, but sometimes things just happen, and there's nothing we can do about it. Stoicism teaches us to accept these situations with grace and resilience. Remember that quote from Marcus Aurelius? The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. So, when faced with challenges, choose to focus on what you can learn, how you can grow, and how you can turn a negative into a positive. Finally, remember, Stoicism is a practice, not a destination. It's about continually striving to be better, to live a more virtuous and meaningful life. Don't get discouraged if you stumble along the way. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going. Here's a real-world example that might hit home. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation at work. You've put in the hours, you're feeling confident, but then bam. Right before your big moment, you trip and spill coffee all over yourself. Disastrous, right? Now, would you let that setback derail your entire day, or would you use it as an opportunity to show resilience? A Stoic approach would be to acknowledge the situation, quickly take care of the mess, and then refocus on delivering a powerful presentation. Remember, things are going to happen, that's life. But how you react is what truly matters. So, there you have it, fellas. 5 key takeaways to build a stronger sense of self through Stoic philosophy. Focus on what's within your control, embrace virtue as your guiding principle, practice mindfulness, accept what you can't change, and remember that Stoicism is a lifelong journey. Take these insights to heart, put them into action, and watch yourself transform into the most resilient, self-assured version of yourself. Trust me, it's an incredible feeling. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, share it with your buddies. Let's spread the wisdom together. Until tomorrow, keep your heads high, hearts open, and spirits strong.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.